This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The BBC, the television part specifically, not the radio part that we work with, suffered what could be quite a big financial blow today, and it was, to some degree, self-inflicted. The corporation fired one of its most popular stars, Jeremy Clarkson, one of the hosts of Top Gear, its motoring show, as the Brits might say. The show has a worldwide audience of more than 350 million people, including a whole bunch here. But the Beeb said it had no choice but to let Clarkson go after he was involved in what was called a fracas with one of his producers. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Top Gear is the world's most successful factual entertainment TV show, and Clarkson, the undoubted star.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Salivating over sleek, expensive cars.
Beautiful enough to cause dribbling.
Reveling in the power they can unleash.
And aggressive as well.
Trouble is, so is Clarkson, and it's proved his undoing. BBC chief Tony Hall fired him this morning.
Physical violence accompanied by prolonged verbal abuse has crossed the line.
Clarkson had punched his producer after subjecting him to a 20-minute expletive-laden tirade. The row was over the lack of a hot meal after a day's filming. Daisy Goodwin, a commercial TV executive, said Clarkson had to go.
Great presenters make programmes. On the other hand, I think that a broadcaster can never allow the talent to get bigger than the programmes.
Clarkson had been given many final warnings after a string of allegedly racist, homophobic and sexist comments on and off the show. But the BBC's decision to dump him could prove costly. Top Gear earns the corporation $75 million a year. That, says TV consultant Michael Clough, could be in jeopardy without Clarkson.
We would anticipate that it will be a challenge to create and continue the success which the show has had over the last decade.
What the unpredictable Mr. Clarkson will do next isn't clear. Other media companies may be wary about hiring such a hot property. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.